Intrigued by this report today about the Stentrode implant. It's remarkable technology and it's developed here in Melbourne. It involves an implant in the brain that uses brain waves to allow sufferers to resume tasks they couldn't do by sort of relating to a computer. On the line is a man who's had the implant. He suffers from motor neurone disease. Phil O'Keefe, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm okay. Has this changed your life?
It is changing my life in more ways than I thought it would. As you know, I do have motor neurone disease, and I am losing the use of my upper limbs, and also my voice is starting to fail. So what I am able to do by this technology is enabling me to replace my hands on my computer.
So what can you do if you think, do you actually think about something and what happens?
A normal mouth pick is what happens. So I do have to use eye gaze technology to tell my brain where I'm looking, but in effect, I can and have opened up web pages
Oof.
And browsed through the internet. For example, I've gone to the ABC News website.
Oh, thanks for that.
Hit open a news article and scroll through that page and open any links that might be there that I also want to read. I have gone to my online banking and paid bills, and I can communicate by my email. So I can obviously open emails, reply back to them, and send them off to the various people I want to send them to.
And but
Or,
you are completely paralyzed, eh? You can't
I'm
move.
not, no, I'm not completely paralyzed. I do have a variant of motor neurone disease, which is called progressive muscular atrophy. So
Oh,
my
yes.
muscles are wasting away. My particular variant affects my upper torso. So my whilst I can still use my limbs, there's actually no strength left in my arms of any great note.
Okay,
And
so you couldn't use a computer.
no, the dexterity in my fingers is disappearing rapidly. If I were to type on a keyboard, it's pretty much using one hand and one finger and hoping I don't clap onto the keyboard and hit too many strokes at once.
And what is the possibility of this? It just amazed me. What are the possibilities?
The possibilities are actually only limited by your own imagination. At this stage, we're only in a clinical trial to see if this thing works, and we prove it does work. But now it's what can we do? And we're going to investigate here at home the idea of putting smart technology into our light switches and power points and see if I can use this technology to control the lights in the house.
Isn't that extraordinary? And
It's extraordinary.
are you aware of the thing implanted in your brain? Does it hurt at all?
No, I wouldn't even know it was there, to be honest. I
Jeez.
mean, the whole process or the whole procedure, which took about 6 to 8 hours, I'm being told, the only thing you would know about it is that there's a scar on my chest and you can feel the device underneath the
Goodness
skin,
me.
which is very similar to a pacemaker.
Well, hang on, Phil. Look, I'm sorry, we are out of time, but it's a fascinating. I really wish you well. I'd love to keep in touch with you if you're comfortable with that. It's an extraordinary development. Phil O'Keefe in Melbourne.